Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we've been talking about hair and, you know.
Yeah, it made us think of somebody we haven't been able to talk to because you
think hair, you think Mike Mathis. Hi, Mike.
You made the wrong call.
How you doing?
I'm just absolutely great.
Mike Mathis, who less than a week ago drove himself to the hospital because he felt a little tightness in his chest.
I did.
And who since has undergone a quadruple bypass.
Yes, I did, Monday morning.
Listen to you.
I'm ready to go.
You sound as perky as can be.
If you think I was upbeat now, you're going to be sick of me.
Oh, man. So, what do they say is going to be the big difference? I mean, are you going to feel, had you felt fatigued before?
No, I did not feel fatigued. In fact, I felt a little pressure in the top of my stomach, and I thought maybe it was the flu or something, but I haven't been sick in 15 years. I mean, I take more vitamins than elephants do, so I don't generally get sick. But then it made me a little nauseous, and that was two.
That was the second. Symptoms?
Those are two symptoms.
Okay.
And I'm pretty up on the symptoms. So I called my doctor, and I said, you know, and I called Tom Peterson. I said, I'm on my way in, but I'm going to make a stop first.
I'm going to stop at the emergency room.
I'm just going to stop, get a checkup, real quick checkup, and then a check, and then I'll be right in.
Now, were you having a heart attack?
No.
Okay.
I did not have a heart attack. I had no damage whatsoever. So in that respect, it was a blessing.
Now, I didn't know that if you experience pressure in your stomach and nausea, that it's not a stomach thing, that it's a heart thing.
Well, it depends on where the pressure's at.
Usually for me, Mike, that's just the Kathy and Judy.
That's true. I agree. Yeah. But it was the pressure right up on the top underneath my breastplate.
Hmm.
If it was any lower, then I wouldn't have discounted it.
Mike,
I would have discounted it.
Didn't you have a heart thing a couple of years ago?
10 years ago,
what
I had an angioplasty.
It? Okay. You had a blockage then.
Yeah.
And you had an angioplasty, mm-hmm. And I mean, have you continued to have, they're keeping an eye on your heart?
Every 3 months.
Wow.
You mean from now on?
I did from then on.
You mean your heart's been looked at every 3 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I hadn't necessarily looked at every 3 months, but just check it out, and I take medication and, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm aware of the symptoms.
So you've had bypass surgery now. How much longer are you in the hospital?
I'm hoping to get out here tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, the surgery was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was ready to go yesterday. I was in ICU yesterday, right after the surgery, and I was sat up in a chair for about 4 hours, so I said, well, let's go walking, let me do some breathing exercises, and then I can get out of here.
Uh-huh.
And they said no.
Slow down.
And when you go home, I mean, are you just going to be like a fish and chicken guy for the rest of your life?
Well, I'm pretty much that already.
You are?
Yeah, I was pretty much a fish and chicken guy anyway. But, you know, it's some of the things that you can't do anything about, like hereditary.
Right.
You know, some of the things your folks leave you.
So you're going to be pretty much as you were before?
I should be better.
Hard to imagine, Mikey.
Well,
yeah.
Imagine me.
And he's such a good dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I feel great. You know, if I cough, then I know where I was.
Feel that you had
surgery. Yeah, I have a beautiful little pillow here that I hugged to death.
Right.
And the people here over at Christ Hospital, just been absolutely wonderful.
Take good care of you.
Well, you have one of those pillows with the heart on it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they make them. They're so sweet.
Oh, they are. It is sweet. I'll bring it in and show it to you.
Now, we hate to be too self-absorbed about this, Mikey, but...
Well, why start?
No, we're just sick that you're not going to be at the convention.
I am, too. I am so bummed about
that. People are always so excited to see you there, and we'll miss you a lot.
And we had a really good outfit for you, Mikey. Rhinestones and ostrich feathers. Quite lovely.
So good with feathers.
Yeah, right. So are you up and walking today?
I'm going to be walking today, yeah.
Okay.
I just, most of the bandages and everything came off today, and I took a nice long shower.
Do you have clamps or stitches or what?
It's a very small incision. It's just pencil thin and probably 6 or 8 inches long,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of little dashes on the bottom just for aesthetics.
Right.
And even in the leg, when they take a vein out of the leg, one little incision on top and one on the bottom,
really?
And a robot takes it out.
Oh,
you mean he just
man.
Yanks that out like a piece of pasta?
Well, I guess. I wasn't awake.
Wow. Well, you'll be back in a bustier in no time.
Well, that's good, considering I wasn't in one before.
Yeah, right. Well, it's just good to hear you in such good spirits and
well,
in such
you.
Good health.
And sounding so Mikey-like.
Yeah, we were all worried about you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks,
all right,
girlfriend.
Mikey, take care.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.